Yeah. Friendly Geordie's podcast. We had a false start, a secret podcast that is now lost to the annals of time. If I may quote Blade Runner, like tears in the rain.
Lasted 20 seconds. Do you know this is the 300th Friendly Geordie's episode?
He's the 300th.
No, I don't know, but everyone's lost count. We could make it the 300th and start fresh.
Dude, it's definitely like 110th or something, I'm pretty sure.
No, 110th was when like we changed the pod around, where some of the previous members were rightly kicked in the butt.
Yeah, true.
Got long hair, do you? Get out of here.
So you look like you could possibly be from Celtic Times, do you? Well, it's not Celtic Time. To quote SJW, it's 2017.
White male.
Kicked him out because he looked like he was from a time that was less progressive.
It's good to be back. It's kind of strange. I feel like it's been a time warp. Jordan's got a lot to tell us. Ali's got a lot to tell us. Yeah, I've been washing dishes, so I have the most to tell us.
What I'm actually most confused about is coming to Lithgow and not freezing my balls off. That is a huge development.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It does get warm here.
Never thought it would happen. Always came up here and pretended to be an Eskimo.
Yeah, that's I do miss that as well. It does feel like God just uses Lithgow like a kid tries and burns ants with a microphone.
What are you trying to say, Mr. Clarify yourself.
So
one month in America, she's like, huh? I want Popeye's chicken. That's all. Vocab's gone.
Louisiana
it hates
it would
the
not
unions.
Surprise me at all if you took a CAT scan of my brain after eating Popeye's
just,
chicken.
Just potato and, just and gravy.
You're little Nikki from Little Nikki.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's move on to the first segment, which of course is the real Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know their names. Anyway, that's enough of that. So pretty much, yeah, I was in the Caribbean. I was in the Bahamas. This sums up that place so well.
Wait, you know what's, firstly, can we all appreciate the fact that Jordan is fucking killing it in life? He's going to Caribbean.
I've got a way better preface, actually, than that even.
Okay, go on.
The funniest thing was his girlfriend said, let's go to New York and Boston and I'll show you all the cultural centers of America. It'll be so awesome and rich and fulfilling. Jordan, as a response, said, how about this? I'll only come if we get to go to Disneyland and the Caribbean. What about New York? I don't think you heard me.
And what about one of the greatest cities in the world?
I don't think you heard me. Does it have
Let's talk more of this.
Which is all it was. It was the Caribbean and Disney.
Twice.
That is what this was. It is just basically, this is the last week of my life.
I just love that Jordan won't travel somewhere unless it's got butterbeer.
Jordan is mentally 14 years old.
It made me so angry. Yeah. Because I would love to, I mean, okay, to be fair, he saw Boston, but I'm pretty sure that was begrudgingly. That was like, God.
No, but you know the
couldn't
one thing that
he fit a better word for it. I was dragging my feet along everywhere.
I knew it. Dude, I knew it.
The one thing you most definitely enjoyed in Boston, I know I am jealous for it.
Oh,
dude, he went to Chomsky.
Chomsky, I knew it, yes.
So he was at MIT, and were you like, I think 300 meters away from Chomsky or something?
No, that didn't happen at all.
Man,
no.
In my head, you imagine it, and I've already jerked off to it. So. Yeah.
Don't let the truth.
How the only thing?
No,
that
I just walked in there. They were just like, "Are you lost?" And it was like, "No." And they're like, "This is the chemical engineering department." I was like, "Yeah, I am lost."
That's mad. That's pretty close. Possibly a few like floors atop you, going, I secretly just want to get pushy, and nobody realizes. But
maybe I'll just keep talking about American foreign policy.
Yeah.
Eventually get them wet.
Because I'm a linguist, no one has realized. But these are actually algorithms suited for pushy. No one realizes.
Yeah, no one's ever figured it out. But I've been giving pieces of wisdom all my life.
Yeah. He just leaves an interview. He's just like, that chick with the red hair, she'd definitely be keen if I asked her out to Starbucks. I'm 20% more certain that I've increased the rate 70% more.
She looked like the anal kind, too.
Yeah. Or as Rocco would say, in the ace. He's just a Rocco fan for some reason. In the ace. I believe that's what.
Well, Adam Smith and Rocco are my two favorite personalities.
We're just bringing all the world together. Yeah. To be honest, when he said Boston, he was like, you know, Jesus Christ, whatever his name is, Chomsky. He was just like, yep, Chomsky, MIT. And I was like, did you drink a fucking Guinness in McGreevy's, a pub called McGreevy's? That's literally all I care about. Dude. Did a guy come up to you in the street like, what's the right accent? Come on, boys, there's a couple of Mickeys around the back that think they're being smart, Alex. You. And then grabs Jordan and goes, are you from the South Side? And I assume Jordan would be like, And it's like, yeah, just take this. And it's just a little bill, like a baton. Yeah. And then it's like getting in a rough housing. That is the best thing. I'd rather that than win the lotto. Anything. Yeah.
Dude, you know what the closest thing to that was? Eating spaghetti there. And then the guy walks up and goes, you eat all your pasta? And I go, yes. And he goes, yeah, you eat all your pasta.
Kings!
Wait, it's like
kings!
Boston full of retards. That makes no sense.
They're kind of Irish. That's what we were discussing before. Boston is basically the Labour Party in a city form.
Yeah. How interesting. Dude, you have to explain that to Ali, because I feel like you would find that really interesting. It's like actually quite funny.
Because it's just so working class. As in, of course, like a cab driver there, when we were going to the airport, there was someone standing on the bridge and they go, this girl's crazy. If she falls off and goes into the river, it's minus 13 in there. Knows what the temperature of the river is. She'll freeze to death in a couple of minutes. A cab driver in Boston seeing someone on a bridge would say exactly that.
Exactly.
It's just so working class. Yeah, but then heaps of universities moved in.
That information is clearly from the Titanic too.
Yeah, when
what's remember the when Kate was about to jump? What did Leo say?
Yeah.
Leo definitely could have taken it, but not that chick.
She was an upper no class chance. Gal. She was clearly an upper class gal. She could not have handled the temperature. Leo, on the other hand, is probably used to the ice age. Yeah.
That chick, she had no idea. But basically, Jordan was like, it's got these hardworking Irish American kind of immigrants from back in the day, and then all these like Chomsky, MIT, you know, Harvard types. So like, Jordan was like, it's literally the Labour Party. It's a unionist. The other thing you said.
Academics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like a combination of college nerds boys and party men. The city is just nerds and
that
party.
Sounds really, really, really cool to me.
Yeah, it was great. It was an excellent city. I highly recommend it. But I recommend even more. It's so much better, man. I'm sorry. Like, can you go for a more quintessential vacation than going to a tropical island and then Disney World, Ontario, Florida?
It's so awesome.
Both of those scenarios.
You are a child. You're a man child.
I don't think anyone's arguing that. I mean, you know what my girlfriend just pointed out the other day? No, it was actually her Vietnamese mum. I went to her house and then she was like, hello, so nice to see you, kind of thing. And then she left and then she was like, what do you think about my boyfriend? And I go, he dressed like a 12-year-old boy.
I love that woman.
And then I realized I have a lot of shirts with smiling clouds on them.
Dude, I remind you once every 4 months, you should really try to expand at least one item of your clothing that's not from Kmart. One!
I'll buy... Yeah, but where else are you going to get clothes that have an alien slam dunking a basketball? Yourself?
Big W? Target?
I've never ventured in there, and I'm scared to, frankly.
I'm too scared. Best and Less really gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, let's not get too fancy, Big W Target.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to shop anywhere where there's like some guy that like is on the project runway every now and then that just goes like, oh, Target can be classy too.
Yeah. No. I just like that you can sort of like that timeline of like, you know, SMP, human shoes, like hipster clothing, sort of name brands, then adulthood, suits, and then onto old Kmart, don't give a fuck wearing aging person. Like, I love that you've just gone from SMP, cut all the middle out, and gone straight to the old guy wearing Target. You just That timeline is a microcosm.
You know, even older than that, because I'm still wearing the SMP clothes but with that attitude of, if it's not broken, you don't fix it. Moths do eat it, but they've got to eat too.
She's
loose for moths.
I can't argue with that. I just duct taped up my old Timberlands because the sole ripped out. I'm like, it's not over till it's over, mate. So, no, respect.
No, but
you're in the wars, but you're not dead.
Yeah. Dude, my dad was telling me once he went to Kmart to get like a shirt, yeah, and then he came home and he wore it for like a couple of days,
yeah,
and then he realizes that the fit isn't right, so he's like, so yeah, I went back to Kmart and changed it. So like, they didn't care that it was worn for 2 days. Like, no, I just went back to the aisle, took off the shirt and wore it.
Oh, dude, straight back on the rack for sure,
dude.
Dude, Target, Kmart, if your clothes don't smell like a fat guy that's swimming, that's a bonus.
Hey, dude, you're paying like a buck, man. Like, that's, you're literally paying $1.
It's cheaper than Thailand.
Dude,
I know. The starting price in like a market in Thailand is cheaper than buying Mr. Big.
Someone has to. I'm sure they've got like slaves that they're hiding. Like, they're.
Dude, you don't understand.
Like,
Target
makes money, and also, like, it's a $1 shirt. Like, no, what's the margin? 4 cents? Out of which, like, 1 cent goes to. Like, dude, labor is not getting shit in this. Like, I'm sure they're slaves. They're like prisoners,
dude, they are.
In China.
You know what would be really fucked? If they actually generated artificial intelligence, but. And they are robots. But they have convinced them that they're children. So they're still slaves, but they're sitting there, like, are they,
Mama?
Yeah.
Oh. That thought. That's
why would you jump?
Stephen King novel.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's B-grade stuff, but still.
Yeah, so what
B-grade stuff, Church, inarguably.
An otherwise A-grade list of books. All right. A flying Shawshank.
Hey. Under the dome.
He left the dome. The mist. Fuck off.
Hey, so how do we tie this back to History of Caribbean?
Yeah. Basically, get into it. Okay, give us Jordan.
Give us a snapshot of the geography and the culture of the area that you visited.
Dude, this is the best way to tie it in. Basically, everybody who lives in the Caribbean definitely reads Stephen King. It's just a bunch of old Americans.
Old rich Americans.
Everybody listening at home, this is the best way to sum up the economy of that place and where it's at in terms of development. It's okay. You know how there's like developing nations, developed nations, and then there's just bowler nations.
Yeah.
That's the Bahamas. Their main mode of transport is golf buggies.
Actually, man. Actually,
that is insane. I love that.
Like, this is incredible, dude.
I know. Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. The other thing I was just thinking is, like, does anyone here know that there's any other creature in the ocean apart from lobster? That is the only thing on the menu there.
Wow.
Their entire country is like a massive upper scale party. Because if you go to like a top end party, like someone who's like freaking loaded most of the time, they have golf carts.
Yeah.
that's pretty much it. Every piece of shit trust fund kid you see, their display picture on Facebook is them trashed in a golf buggy that's like crashed.
Yes.
And them sitting there, anyway, Dad will get us out of this situation.
So, yeah, Jordan actually told me, I mean, like, when I saw him and he came back, we had a chat, and essentially, you have to tell us the story about how you met a neighbor whose name was Skip.
Okay. This is
Skip. Anyone
to begin with? Name your kid Skip.
Why wouldn't you?
What are you talking about?
Why wouldn't you?
Every other name for me, if I have a male child,
Void.
Is deleted.
Void.
No, but like, if you name your kid Skip, you know he's going to be an asshole.
No. I know he's going to be an asshole in his 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And then as soon as he hits retirement, his level of testosterone will go down to what a normal 17-year-old boy's is, and he'll be a fucking champ.
What about all of that time in between where Skip and his best friend Chad are like fucking up everyone's life?
Still worth it.
Yeah.
It's still worth him getting to a point.
Sometimes you got to break some eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, it's still worth him getting to a point where, like, if you put a blindfold on him and he tastes a beer, he's definitely going to be able to pick the brand, no matter what. It's like, Bud Light, Coors Double, nice try.
That is Skip down the line.
And like
it's, down and he always drinks martinis. Always has a drink with olive in it.
His favorite piece of trivia information is like, dude, the best thing about Coors is if you keep it in the fridge, once it goes cold, the mountains go blue.
Yes, really, yeah, exactly.
It's
yeah.
actually true.
He's like, always wearing a life jacket because sometimes they just wake up in a pool.
Yeah. Damn. So tell.
He's got salt water in his veins. If his name's Skip,
and apparently this guy's what.
Wait.
Calm
this
down,
guy has the greatest profession of all time. If you can think of a better one, put it in the comments box so we can laugh at how dare your, you like your say vain something attempts. So sacrilege. Yeah. Yeah. Skip is a treasure hunter. Think about it. That is better than astronaut, surely.
Oh, dude, I think it's the top job.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Like the best, one of the best movies off Nicolas Cage was The National Treasure. Yeah.
He doesn't have a national anthem. He's just got this. He's got no. He has no patronage except for to the sea.
Even like someone like Matthew McConaughey was good because he. Have you seen Fool's Gold?
No.
Well, the movie was shit, but like I loved it because his profession was a ridiculous treasure hunter.
What do you mean ridiculous treasure
like
hunter?
Like he was a drunk and he was lazy, but he was good at finding treasure.
Sick. They're always boozers and like
just Skip like to get on the shosh.
Oh, I really want to play like chess with him, dude.
Yeah, I think he is the ultimate stage of evolution. There's no one higher than him as far as we've gone. Basically, first of all, on top of that, he discovered the biggest sunken barge in terms of plunder and booty that the world has ever known. $700 million. He obviously didn't get all
Let
of it. The government got a proportion.
For a second.
That is insane.
Imagine you find $700 million.
And don't you reckon if you just went to the UN and said, I'd like to buy the moon for even $600 million? They go, all right.
Yeah. Yes.
Very much like the Red Indians, they would be very quick to do that deal. Only 50 years later, they'd realize we have made the biggest mistake of our lives. It's like you go, can I buy the moon? It's like, yeah, do you want to do a deal for the sun too? It's like, yes, actually, I would. And then later
So how about a bunch of Cuban cigars because they're legal in the Caribbean?
These aren't real Cubans. So basically,
Cubans are legal in Caribbean. They're not legal anywhere else.
But so basically, I don't know the population, but I assume 100,000 Skips, and then some locals, and apparently they're like, it's like an English federal. They're super pro the union.
Yep, because. This is the most hilarious part of the Bahamas. Okay. There's really cool things to it as well, but oh my God. That country was founded because British loyalists after the American Revolution refused to live in a country that did not give them the right to say that King Henry III is awesome. And so they founded their own country. Wow. Just so they could toast the king before eating.
Yes! I need to move
in the
there,
Bahamas,
man.
No one pays out King Henry.
I need to move
and how
there.
How much better is that in contrast to like when we first landed there, the cab driver saying, every day I thank God that I was born in the Bahamas.
But dude, so I'm sure he's been told to say that by the government, right?
What's the scenario?
I don't know. It's not a bad place to live. Heaven,
really?
Right? I mean, and on top of that, what's your economy based off? Is it just getting pineapples and making hats out of them? Is that what your economy's based off? And he goes, I guess, but, you know, also banking. And I forgot it's a massive tax haven.
It's like the biggest tax haven.
Really?
Is it? Dude, you know, part of the... So Bahamas doesn't have any other means to make money except for like if they become like a tourist spot.
Yeah.
But like they don't have much. Like if you go to Thailand, there's like a lot of other things besides the beach, you know, in Thailand. But like Bahamas doesn't have that.
It's just the beach.
But they want to, so what they did was they were like, yeah, so you could like, we're not going to charge you for taxes.
Isn't that smart?
Yeah, and also they sell the citizenship. Well, it depends. Like,
damn, so friendly Jimmy's.
Oh, man, you would love this. Miss Love, it's exactly everything that you'd like in one country. It's
tell me.
Okay, it's a bunch of black guys that are even cooler than black guys in the US.
Because
they have this accent.
Yes, yes.
It's the coolest accent in the world by a mile, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So it's a bunch of... It's the coolest human beings in the planet. As in, like, a 70-year-old schools you in coolness there.
Oh, man.
Even a white guy. It's really odd coming up to a white guy there just being like, you boys need a taxi.
That's
so odd. They've so all got awesome. That accent.
Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. They've integrated or whatever. That's freaking cool.
And on top of that, they hate immigrants, man.
Heaven!
It's heaven!
And
all
I presume
they do is drink out of a coconut and talk about how shit illegal immigrants
are. I'm buying a ticket. Sorry, I'm buying a ticket now. I'm going to play Flight Center right now.
See you guys later.
Pub without me.
As if this phrase doesn't sum that up. There's no need for heaven. Dude, we're already there.
And they like cooking fish like on the beach. This freaking sounds mad.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But 10 years later, Miss Love is the Minister of Immigration for Bahamas.
Can you imagine?
It's got one policy.
Dude, this is exactly how it happened. This is how exactly how it happened. To be an immigrant there. And then, like, they'd be like, I'm really keen to try to come in. And I just kind of, like, stroke my chin and look at them thusly, in a suit, of course, probably vaping while I'm doing it. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, follow me, please. And follow him into a... He follows me, or she follows me into a room in which there's a small guitar amp, there's a couple of pedals and a guitar, and then there's just some songs on the wall. And I'm like, play me Thunderstruck. And they're like, what? I'm like, do you want to come in or not? And it's like, and if they're like, digga, 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 I'm just like,
is that insane? Is gonna
then they're in.
Yeah, you're going to do the literacy test. You're like true Aussie blood.
I got to play ACCA. And then even if, and I'm a fair man, I'm a fair counselor, I'm a fair, you know, member of parliament. If they can't play the guitar, but if they're just, not even, if they like to rock, but even if they show rocking sort of like, you know, tendencies, and that includes like cooking fish, you know, driving around, like taking it easy, then they can also get in. Because dude, if you just accept people that can play the guitar, your population isn't that big. I'm a reasonable man, but damn,
you know, you know what, it's basically the same. The litmus test there of getting in to the Caribbean is whether or not you say their Hawaiian shirt looks nice.
Seriously?
They're so into that there. That's how you get around the Bahamas. You go, hello, that's a lovely shirt there. And they go, oh, aren't you a kind boy?
Dude. That's
amazing. See, this is already what I assumed Hawaii was kind of like. I don't know why Hawaii, but...
Hawaii ain't got shit on the Bahamas.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
Is way too funny, man.
Is there... Okay, getting real, is there... I assume it's just intense capitalism, but is there, like, poor people?
I didn't see it on my island that was filled with basically friends of George H.W. Bush.
Yes. I don't know if
I would love to
seen
get food
those
with them.
Guys. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Is there poverty?
Is there ghettos?
You would know, Ali.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
There is poverty there, but the thing
is there?
If you go to,
are you
like,
sure?
Yeah, dude. Like, the thing is, like, Bahamas is meant, like, they don't want to show any of that.
Yeah,
shit.
But you.
Because like they get,
but
the
Vietnam region. Doesn't want to show. And when I was walking around, some guy was really keen on showing my shoes,
like,
and I was wearing thongs.
But dude, like Vietnam has like way too many poor people to hide.
Yeah. That's true.
It's like, so why are they poor there in the Bahamas?
Because like they, not everyone is like in the banking industry there.
Yeah, but fish, man.
Yeah, they eat fish. Like, they'll catch fish, but, like, they don't make, like, just because you catch fish does not mean that
you're
not like,
poor,
a rich, man. Because, like, you got a snapper today.
Like, it would be cool to get a snapper, but I guess that doesn't make you rich.
Hey, family loves you. Yeah, and so isn't that like, the best kind of rich?
Thanks, Ray.
It would depend on, like,
he hasn't worked hard enough, basically. He's only got one arm. I don't know why. God, it's good to be back. So good to be back. Is it heaven?
Yeah.
Let's just say it's heaven in the making.
Yeah, that's the closest thing to heaven.
Closest.
Yeah.
It's like,
dude, woe to the rich. Your gift is already here.
I feel like it's the Matrix, man.
Sorry?
It's literally the Matrix going to the Bahamas.
You've been living a dream, Neo.
Yeah.
Coconuts are
way
tastier.
The dream of like, extreme affluence is limited to you and H.W. Bush's mates that are over there. Like, it's like you're living in a parallel universe. Like, the Bahamas and... Dude, like, you're, like, not that far away from, like, Haiti, which is one of the poorest places in the world.
Really?
But it just didn't have the same vibe. Like, you know that as soon as you walk out in Haiti, there's going to be someone there... having sex with a woman and using chicken blood as lubricant as part of some weird voodoo ritual. Right?
You know our mate. You know our mate's from Haiti.
Yeah. He was telling me Will Hurst.
I
saw a zombie every day of my life. Yeah. I go, really, every day. And he goes, "You doubt me? You doubt me?" Yes, what? I do doubt that, but I was too scared because it's like he knows voodoo, man.
Yeah, he knows voodoo.
Haitians are so big. Did you? Okay,
I'm more interested in Haiti, to be honest.
Did you know, like,
how could you be more interested in that?
I don't know. It's just, no, I don't want to go. It's just, I'm interested in a place where, like, you can cast spells on people and it still works. What the hell?
Dude, what's next? Are you going to go on, like,
cruises? It is Hogwarts, isn't it?
Yeah, but evil Hogwarts. Go where?
It's just Hogwarts, but it's just, like, the sorting hat to every single citizen just went, Slytherin!
A nation of Slytherins. Holy crap.
They just think the steel drum is great and ding, can't dong. Like get the spell right to just play it by itself, so they still have to do that.
Yes. Yes. Well, just like, is Haiti screwed?
I don't know if Haiti's screwed, but like, I like the fact that it's pretty fucked. Okay. But like, I like the fact that, you know how they gained their independence? It's like the only slave nation that basically overthrew their white lord.
Because the French were there usually, right? The French were the first, yeah.
Well, there was a few people that fucked around with those guys.
The Portuguese probably.
But here's the thing, dude. You know how they gained their independence? Oh. The power of voodoo.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they basically just like, the voodoo was what... So for some people, it's nationalism. For others, it's religion, but for these guys, it was voodoo.
That's
baby.
Mad. Yeah. Harry Potter is alive and well.
I was watching a documentary about it where they were just going, "Look, I appreciate the values of voodooism and strange religions across the world." And I was just like, can we just fucking call a spade? It's just Satanism.
It's not
they just
that.
Did a deal with the devil to get rid of the white
man. I think there are a lot of parallels, man. I mean, poking... It's just so strange. Like, poking a little... what do you call it? Sorry, a hay doll of person. And then we're going, my eyes are so itchy. It's like, what the hell is that? Yeah.
But like, what religion isn't Satanism, though? Like, I feel like every religion is,
Buddhism?
In a sense, Satan. Dude, even...
What?
Even
how is like, Catholicism Satan? It's the exact opposite. Dude, Catholicism really, really hates Satan.
Man, okay.
They're so down on him.
But I guess because they're connected, right?
Someone's going to write in and be like, "You know that there is pedophiles in the Catholic Church." Yeah. No, none of those have been proven. Those are just allegations. I don't want to hear from you again. No more funny missions. Maybe the Anglicans do a bit of that. Maybe the Anglicans do.
Organized religion was just invented to keep poor people in check.
Here we go. The cultural Marxist is in. Clocked in.
Because I was part of the Socialist Alliance that needed five members. And then when I said, this is kind of scaring me, I need to leave. The dread guy still rings him to this day. He's like, "Hey, man, we're having our barbecue about how capitalist Transformers 5 is. That's your battle? That's your battle."
Yeah, we're having our barbecue. Don't worry, all the food was donated. We didn't buy any.
That's
have you got
so
any?
Amazing.
Why?
So do you like Michael Bay, like, as a director? Look, I just understand that he's a slave in the system, all right? Everyone else hates Michael Bay except for you. So really, really fringe opinion.
No, I am being too harsh. Obviously, I mean, I think there's probably a lot of truth to that.
What happened to you, Jordan? Like, all of a sudden, what? Are you a Christian now?
Yeah, he's a capitalist now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You sold your soul. Dude, what happened?
No,
I
didn't sell myself.
No, you watched a doco in North Korea.
I was red-pilled.
He saw a doco in North Korea and was like, maybe Pizza Hut isn't that bad. That's basically what happened, right?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw this like 8-year-old with one arm begging for like 5 cents and like getting hit for begging.
And,
right?
After-
and then I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I can, yeah.
And
Hawaiian pizzas are
Ali,
good.
And Ali, after
like Chappelle's bit on like that little baby in the ghetto that's like, "Hey, baby.
Yeah.
You want to go home?" He's
"You
like,
want some weed?"
"I'm selling weed."
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are you saying? Weed for? Go home. It's like, you want to get some weed? Like, yeah, actually.
Man, I got to do something about that. I honestly am going to start up like a Clinton Foundation just for orphans in North Korea because I just realized, man,
Shut the fuck up. This Everyone is a good segue. Everyone in Australia just going like, oh my God, I'm so oppressed in this country. I'm a woman and I want to be a CEO. Fuck off. So much higher.
Goodbye, last feminist fans. But we probably don't have any feminist fans. But yeah, fair call.
Yeah. But don't you reckon, like, no one is lower on the pole than, like, that 9-year-old that they secretly smuggled out footage of, and he was burning garbage, and they said, why are you burning garbage? Why don't you chop down a tree? And he said, because I don't have an arm.
Oh, dude, so that guy, brutal.
That's the lowest on the pole, right?
Like, well, this is okay.
Check your fucking privilege.
Yeah, wait, I know. I know.
Can you explain to me why this cunt of a man was saying, "Why don't you chop up trees?" without looking at his no hands?
Because it was dark.
North Korea. There's no light.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, this is
actually, but like, even like pilots that are like patrolling around North Korea say, like, oh, you can tell this is North Korean territory because like you can't see anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, I love that you can actually see footage at night from a satellite of South Korea and North Korea, and in North Korea there is one light. It is Kim Jong-un's house. That is it.
Jesus Christ.
It's fully lit. Well, you know what the best thing about paying out North Korea is? Like, no North Korean will ever get angry because, like, they can't access this shit.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
Like, cost-free payout.
Man, you know what I was seeing? There was this thing because there was all this secret footage that they've smuggled out of North Korea. It was just worse than what you would expect. And you were expecting some pretty low shit, right?
Yeah. Oh, you got to tell... Is this the shop thing?
Yeah.
You got to tell him this.
There's this mall called, like, Shoppinggura Mall 1.
Number 1. Don't want to share. Yeah. I can't imagine what number two's like.
The number one mall in North Korea and the only mall
in North Korea. I shouldn't laugh that much because there are people suffering, but damn, that's funny.
Yeah. But time for a revolution, baby.
Man, basically, you have to tell us the...
This is a good segue into North Korea. This is a good segue.
And also, like, it's the same realization that I had after Miss Love, when he came back from Vietnam and thought, maybe communism isn't that bad. And then I realized, nah, actually, capitalism is awesome. We've just switched sides.
I was going to say, just quickly as a preface, he's just decided capitalism is mad after going to Korea literally just before, because we drove down to Lithgow and he was just like, let me break down the world for you. Just before convincing me that Bernie's mad and that his economic programs, policies are rad. So basically, I am now progressive economic that hates immigrants. That's basically me now. Not you included. You're mad, Ollie. No, of course,
I called Miss Love, like, after, like, I call him, like, I've spoken to him at least a million times, and I call him this, and I was like, hey, who is this? I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Who is this?
You're not Australian.
I'm like your only ethnic friend, and he goes like, you don't know that. I'm like, who is your other ethnic friend? He's like, alright, you're the only one.
Hey, I know a guy called Thomas Love. That's pretty ethnic, but... But how strange is this? He's gone capitalist. I've at least economically gone Bernie, which is a big jump from like...
Yeah, he's gone from being a Trump voter to being a One Nation voter.
No, God, no.
Don't you think he's just basically like, heaps of trade tariffs. I don't want Australian goods going out and I don't want immigrants coming in. Yeah.
It's pretty true, actually. Why would I deny it? It's pretty true, yeah. But yeah, what's gone wrong? We've both gone...
And also, like most One Nation voters, he does have one ethnic friend.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, is that people a thing? Say, I love black people. Well,
there's always, like, Pauline Hanson was always going, no, I like Asians. When she used to do the Asian invasion, she'd be like, I have one Asian friend. And we found out that her Asian friend... was when she used to open the fish and chip shop, it was this Vietnamese chick next to her that owned the bakery that she'd ring up and just be like, I need some more burger buns for my fish burgers. That was her.
Fair enough. They get along.
Hey, oh, and also claim to fame, my girlfriend's mum, the one that was like, he dressed like 12-year-old boy. Pauline Hanson bought a lady finger off her. And of course she bought a fucking lady finger. Who buys that shit? Unless you're 80 years old and think, oh, I better get myself a treat.
What's a lady finger? Is it a finger bun? Because I love finger buns. Don't you stop.
That's that. It's a finger bun.
Finger bun rules. The finger buns rule.
There's nothing wrong with finger buns, but just
get the hell out of here, you snob.
Holy shit, Miss Love.
I am.
Look, really, like, it's. I feel like this is, like, just because you have that right, yeah. Like, you are 5 years away from dying. your life has just been in super fast motion. No one who has all their full teeth likes them.
Do you want to be dead before you become the Minister for Immigration and Parliament? Is that?
Oh, man, okay, I've also got to tell you, sorry, how loose is this pod? It's just kind of like the roundabout crew from Canberra. Oh. But, anyway, I've just got to say this while we're on the subject of it. I listened to their version of Ray Hadley in the Bahamas.
Damn.
It was mad.
Yes!
Because he was just like, I know this is going to be a controversial opinion. And then there's like a 5 second pause and then he just goes, but do you think that the people at the immigration office are being too lazy? Maybe they should put out more people. And then the other guy goes, it's a hard job. And he goes, yeah, man, maybe.
And then that is heaven.
So easy to convince. Dude.
So rad.
It would be so easy over there. Just like, this is what we need to do. He's probably right. Yeah. Hey man, you want to do it? No, then let him do it. Huh?
So mad. That's their Ray Hadley. Have you ever heard of a company called Ticket A Go Go? They're great, man. They're great. Just doesn't realize they're a scam. I got the cheapest tickets to Adele. It's mad. So tell us why you've gone into a capitalist, because I'm a freaking commie now. What's going on?
Because basically what happened was...
I'm a freaking commie, and he's a freaking
I don't know
capitalist.
How this happened.
I'll be that indecisive.
I know! Please. I thought I had... jump from day to day.
I can't be, like, friends with different people every time I meet you guys.
I know. I'm, like, convinced that Bernie's mad.
And so... you know what else? It's such a role of reversal, because Ali is a Marxist, and on our live Facebook feed when we were just covering the Queensland election...
Yeah.
He basically just said at the end of the day, really, when you come down to it, Labor's a perfectly centrist party, and then that's enough. That's enough. Yeah. He's moved to that. We've all switched places.
Holy crap. He's a realist.
No, yeah, well, I'm a realist. That's right.
No, he's a centrist.
No, that's all changed. No,
we've just
no,
all
I am
switched.
Not a centrist. That is offensive.
You are a centrist.
Hey, wait. Shana right.
No!
Yes, chicken a go go.
Hey, Campbell Newman did some good things for Queensland.
Yeah, fuck them bikies.
Dude, no, but we have all just switched.
No, but I haven't though. Like the only reason why I said that, like I'm okay with the Labour Party.
Because you're a realist.
No, yeah, well, you can go into the Labour Party with your own quirky lefty views.
That's yeah, of course.
Sure, right? So like. Doesn't mean
yeah,
like,
you
just
can.
Because, like,
shouldn't be allowed
dude,
to.
I can guarantee you that guy that rings you up going, Transformers 5, Karl Marx was right. He predicted Transformers 5. That guy's not welcome in the Labour Party.
I hope so. Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the only thing that scared me away was, like, first of all, the unions. Because if we're coming back. But then Jordan sat me down and was like, listen. Shut up, you idiot. And I was like, okay. But then also those fringe guys that are just like, you know, they have a problem with the sandwich you're eating because you're like, is that sandwich culturally viable? It's like, you're making them look bad. Fuck off back to the Greens.
Dude, okay, like, that is... I am a centrist in that way. If you're talking about, like, politically correct sandwiches, then
I know that.
But, like, dude, economically and even... Yeah, I'm still pretty fucking left.
All right, fine. Ali hasn't changed. Why have we switched and what convinced you about...
So, pretty much, while I was watching that documentary, they just showed the secret footage. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen in real life. The saddest thing I've ever seen is an anime called Your Name. But in
anime
real
rules, by the way. If anyone doesn't like anime on this pod, just don't listen to us anymore. Yeah. We don't want your attention.
Back to 2000.
You don't want
to
know the reason for it?
No.
Go away. Yeah,
it's so good. Everything Studio Ghibli touches, you know?
They're just so good.
So wait, is this Studio Ghibli?
Yeah,
no,
his
it's
name?
Not a Studio no, Ghibli, not. But it's the most famous anime of all time.
Whatever. Ghost in the Shell's incredible as well. Incredible.
They're just so good
at making you feel nostalgic and cry.
Yeah,
that's basically
I don't think
that's
we need to sell anime to our audience, because I feel like 101% of our audience...
Yeah, anime and porn is covered.
Yeah, anime and porn is covered. Like, the one guy's about to tune in also likes
anime. No way, I can guarantee you that most of our audience... In fact, write this in. Put this in in the comments. If you believe what I'm... If you think that this statement is true, that if someone said to you, what would you prefer to watch, that anime, Your Name, or there's like a repeat of Harry's Practice on, most of them are just like, Doctor. Okay, we just went off air because Ali pressed a button in the station. Prevenge. We had our own... nothing but the best. And also, really, really good method of making a radio station where you can press one obsequious tiny button and the whole radio station turns off.
Obsequious is such an underused word.
That's what just happened.
I know.
We had our own American Rosso moment.
Yeah.
We just went off air and then had us going, oh, fuck, what button did you press?
And we shut the station.
160,000 people. That guy in BP that you just know that if his kids ever like swear at all, even if they say ass, he's just like, what did you just say? And he gets out his belt and smacks him. He heard us just going, fuck, Ali, you dumb cunt.
Yes.
No, but the only thing that he depends on is the radio channel. Now that it was shut down, dude, he's going to kill himself. He's like, I have nothing to live for anymore.
Maybe when he heard us just go, what the fuck was this? He goes, maybe I was too harsh on my kids.
Pulls out a gun, boom. You know, BP man in Lithgow, no more.
If you did that in a BP, it'd explode for sure, right?
But okay, before we go on to like anything else, a quick advertisement. So we're gonna, on popular demand, we're gonna get that.
By that
segment.
He means us, two out of three people.
No, apparently audience recommended this, right?
What is it?
So what's the segment called where Miss Love answers
your romantic questions? It's like that Cupid. Oh, here this says it all.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
So, send in your love dilemmas, and Miss Love, primarily Miss Love, but Jordan and I will contribute and try to give you some horrible advice.
Horribly
no,
good.
I don't know.
Horribly good. Did you not hear the song?
Dude, like, why do you want people to have bad lives?
I know. I just like, how am I going to give love advice? But like, okay, Miss Love is.
No, Miss Love's the John King. Look at him with his little.
So I don't know how you're gonna. So send emails to.
I'll sort out your love life, and 90% of the answers will be go on Tinder and just explicitly abuse girls. That's what they want, but that's fine. Just say,
yeah.
"Hey,
all right, so
sit on my
segment
cancel.
We've given out like bulk advice.
Okay, this is the bulk advice is just message a girl and say, "Hey, sit on," "Hey, how would you like me to sit on your face?" or vice versa. Sit on my face. That'll work most of the time. But if you've got a little bit of a trickier, nuanced situation, just write in.
So yeah, send your emails to chiku1992@gmail.com.
Chiku.
That is chiku1992@gmail.com.
Is that when you were born?
Yep.
Oh, shit. How old are you?
25.
Holy shit, yeah.
Don't
I'm older
tap
than
your
you.
Pen, Miss.
Sorry! Yeah, I just thought we were the same age for a sec. Sorry. Yeah, well, you know, call in. It'll be way better than that annoying thing where it's like Cupid Duck. I'm going to be playing ABBA for a change, and this one's going out to some mum in Penrith that really loves her husband.
This is Osher Gunsberg. You mean Andrew G? No, I do not mean Andrew G.
Can we, okay, just on a side tangent, like that's going to be mad writing. On a side tangent, can we somehow make a GoFundMe to prevent, I mean, it's already happened, but to force Andrew G to change his name back to Andrew G? Such a dork.
Well, even if we get like a lot
definitely.
Of money.
Heaps of money. How are we going to change that? There's got to be a way.
We're going
to
be like,
you're
fact,
a law
you know what
student.
As well?
There's got to be some
just
sort
as
of
punishment, just so everyone hates him for the rest of his life, let's make it also known that the G stands for Goebbels.
Does
so his
it?
His name is Andrew Goebbels.
It's not, though.
Is no, it? It's not. Okay. We're just doing it as because he changed his name to Osher Gunsberg.
I would happily pay a tax to that. Yeah, if there was like a Andrew G tax, I'd be like, yeah, well, it's an important... We need roads, schools, and annoying hipster cunts to not be annoying. to be less annoying.
I second that.
It's so true. I've got a better idea instead of you giving me love advice, Osher. How about you...
spike up your hair again and put blonde tips in it, like one of the backup dancers in NSYNC that no one remembers.
And start wearing
That's
thongs.
Your hairstyle.
And start wearing thongs. And also, I don't know. What do you do? What does he do? It annoys me so much. He looks worried and concerned in The Bachelor. It's not fair. Maybe I am becoming a commie because I'm like, that guy shouldn't have money.
Come to the dark side.
No.
No, it's not the dark
side.
It's so
true, though, isn't
it's
it?
The red side.
Yeah, come to the red side. But I like Burger King too. So conflicted.
No,
hate Usher. Hate Usher. Love Burger King.
In 2017, you could be a hypocrite communist. You could like Burger King and be a communist, and no one gives a shit.
I don't want to know. I'll give a shit, Ali. I'll give a shit. Anyway, I'll think about it. What were we talking about before we got cut off?
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that we've all changed places.
Yes. Yeah. So
in the political buffet.
So are you a Trump fan? Are you a Trump fan? Do you believe in trickle-down economics? How far has this gone?
Yeah, more or less. Every time that any time Ben Shapiro opens his mouth and is just going, let's talk about this. The left is basically putting a gun to your head when they take taxes and say, give me your money. I'm going to redistribute how I see it fit. That doesn't sound fair at all. I'm just like, you know what? That's an excellent point, Ben Shapiro. I'm going to start talking like this, and I am going to develop a hunch.
Man, but that's like such bullshit, though.
You believe
like,
in trickle down?
This guy does not understand taxes. The left doesn't impose tax. The government does, and most of the time,
and what
the
is the government?
Right.
It is a leftist institution.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, what about like Trump, who's imposing taxes now? He's a right.
And I didn't support Trump. He was not far right enough.
Yeah. Wait, so you say, you say there shouldn't be a government that way?
He's a fucking libertarian anarchist now.
Even libertarians believe in some taxes. So
no,
like
they
this,
don't.
Of course they do. How do you think they're going to pay for all those nuclear bombs that they're going to allow their president to fire on random countries?
That's not a libertarian thing.
It kind of is.
No, it's not. That is about corporate freedom.
Libertarians aren't. They don't believe in like no government. They just mean they just want like a minimal role of government.
Yeah. Well, yeah. True. They want
ultimate
corporate.
You know what? This is the most maniacal tax that they would opt for. It's not like they don't want taxes. They want like a 1/10% or like whatever percent universal tax. So like if you're making $1 billion, you pay the same amount as like someone who's making $2.
It's so crazy. Jordan said it really well, actually. He was just like, libertarianism is what people jump to when they're not super educated and they've just started off their world in politics because it's so idealist.
Good. So good.
It's so like that was me. Yeah. I basically was just like, that was me.
I'm glad this man is a self-correcting human being.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would still gladly, proudly wear a shirt that says, that has a picture of a snake on it that says, don't tread on me. Gladly. Yeah, and I like those
basic. You know how you can tell if somebody is on the cusp of becoming a libertarian, I reckon? Is if there's a photo of them at 13 and they've caught a really big fish. Don't you think? Yeah. Why should I have to put it back in the ocean?
Yeah.
I caught it.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not big enough?
Yeah. But wait a second.
They're imposing arbitrary legal limits on you.
Wait, so am I?
I mean, biologists can't even determine what a fish is. So did I even catch a fish? They don't know.
So
I should be able to eat whatever I want. Yeah.
So am I the fucking archetype now? Am I the prototype for best political ideas?
Yeah.
Am I the prototype? Ali's too much of a commie. You're too right wing. What the hell is going on?
How did this happen where, like, Miss Love is the most sane person?
I know.
Because
even if you two were to deny it, like the gates coming off, open borders, no vetting, and a system where it took me 10 years and $10,000 to become an American citizen. The system is broken.
Is open borders? What the fuck does that mean?
It means open borders.
Let's just put it this way, actually. It was Brian Tracy that said this. This is my second favorite self-help guru of all time. I call him Father Number Two.
Is that the old guy who makes like random right-wing quips where it's just like, those fat catches
yes,
Washington?
That was another one. It's so good. Like, just be talking. Okay, let's talk about time management. But also, we're going to be talking about the fact that this election, you really should be voting one way because if you vote the other, your taxes are going to go up. And I think I know what we all know what which side I'm talking about when I say that.
Legend.
Yeah.
I still love that kind of stuff.
But yeah, he was just saying it. That's another reason why I totally agree with him because it was just saying this is how you know where a country is good or not. If just open up all the borders and see where all the people go. Because that's exactly what would happen in North Korea, right? Who the fuck would be in North Korea if the borders open? I bet you even Kim Jong-un would just be like, I don't know, man, basketball pretty awesome.
Yes!
You know what? This is, like, I'm going to take that to, like, a quite profound point that I agree with. So,
yeah.
I feel like, so, for example, the European Union, right, where you can travel, that's, you could say, open borders, right? So, there's, like, absolutely no restriction of travel.
Goddamn Polacks everywhere these days.
So, what I think needs to happen is, instead of haphazardly getting people to move around, what you would first need to do is whoever's part of the agreement where you can go visa-free travel needs to have a minimum livable income.
Yes. First. Thank you.
So that way you can avoid by opening borders. So what happens is, like, if you open borders and there's certain countries that are doing well. So, like, for example, Germany does well. Slovakia does not.
Yeah.
Right? So you're just going to have movement.
Economical migrants.
Exactly.
France, Sweden.
People moving from, like, the deficit areas to the surplus areas. Mm-hmm. That only just creates more problems.
Exactly.
So, but that doesn't mean that, like, free movement of people is not doable. It's just, like, it needs to happen, like, within a context.
We agree. Yeah, true. And on top of that, it would stop all those annoying comments like this fat guy that I once did a wedding with who was the photographer. His name was Dom. And he goes, man, back in Greece, like... It's so much better than Australia, man. Because, like, everybody there, like, they talk. You just go to your grandma's house that day. You say, hi, grandma, how are you doing? And then your uncle will be there. Your brother's going to be there.
What?
Man, my brother lives, like, a street away with me in Australia. This fucking country, man. I haven't seen him in, like, 3 months. And I'm like, dude.
What?
Why don't you just go to his fucking house, Tom?
He's angry.
Are you talking, like,
he's
angry shit because of that.
He's angry at time, space, dimension. He's angry at E equals MC squared. That's his gripe.
Yeah.
Take it up with Einstein. Jesus.
I'm pissed off because I learned that physics existed, but in Greece, like, it just doesn't apply, man. Like, you can just be in two places at once in Greece. That's just a biological fact.
But wait a sec. So basically, what your vibe now, Jordan, is it's still like labor, actually, you haven't changed that much. Essentially, you've just stuck with labor's economic policies even more strongly. It's just that when there's a Pat Buchanan type character, it's like, I don't see you standing for the Stars and Stripes, Sean. I didn't grow up in rural Washington, D.C. and really enjoy fly fishing for no reason for you to shit down. Basically, those guys, you give more of a pass. That's the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, so much more of a pass.
That's not
and
that.
Yeah, I've just come
radical.
To the realization.
That's not radical.
That, yeah, Kim Jong-un is not a nice man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, profound. But it's not.
It's just like Pat Buchanan, in my mind, is
mad.
A way better human being than that general behind Kim Jong-un that's just going, oh, yeah, it's a very good orange. Pick up that orange. Kim not that one. No, no, no. That's got a worm in it. But pick up that one. Nice camera. Nice, yes, very good.
So he hasn't gone fully right wing. He's just essentially. He hasn't changed
no,
that
he's
much.
He's just like, he's
it's
come
just,
up
I'm not
with
a goddamn
this,
commie.
Yeah.
His discovery is insane. He's recognize that Kim Jong-un
he's
Trump. He's basically just like, nice, not a nice man. I can tell you he is not a nice man. On this note, we might have to end this pod.
We've done pretty well.
All right.
Haven't we?
Well, we've learned a lot and laughed at the most least fortunate human beings
so
on the planet
terrible.
For about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
we swore at 160,000 people.
Wait, that was... We went live?
Yes.
Oh, that was not communicated to me properly. We said that was... Wow, I hope the boss wasn't listening. That's heavy as shit.
How good is that? And we're just about to get a bunch of promos running. Like, you're listening to your brand new family-friendly drive home team.
Yes.
Friendly Geordie's driver right across the map. And the fuck do you press the fucking button?
I'm pretty sure the first
we might
thing
have
you
lost
said
our
was,
job.
You cunt.
I said that. Oh, I hope we haven't lost our jobs.
All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Send in your emails.